All right, stand by.
When I was little, I would pretend to be a hero. My toy box was full of capes, fire trucks, and army gear. But now life is complex. But what makes a hero remains constant. A hero defies the odds, stands strong, does what's right, even when it's not easy, particularly when it's not easy. But when faced with an unplanned pregnancy, men are told we don't have a voice. But that doesn't feel right. Shouldn't we be there? Help her? Protect her? One day our sons and daughters will ask, "What did you do?" And we want them to know that we stepped up. We supported their mother. We became fathers. And fathers can be heroes when they do what's right, even when it's not easy.
The following programming is sponsored by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Positively Pro-Life, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. On this podcast, we aim to bring you inspirational stories and conversation, important legislative updates, and informative interviews as we seek to restore and strengthen a culture of life. I'm your host, Ramil Tenney, Education Director at the Federation, and joining me is my co-host and Executive Director, Maria Gallego. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much, Ramil. It's great to be with you today.
Always good to do this with you. I'm always enjoying our conversations, and today we are going to explore the story of Jeff and Trisha Bradford, a post-abortive couple who tell it all in their recently released book, Beauty from Ashes, A Christian Couple's Journey from Abortion to Redemption. It is a refreshingly honest account of the circumstances that led them to the abortion decision, its long-term effects on their marriage and close relationships, and, here's the good part, the freedom they experienced from exposing their hidden shame and how it empowered them to save others from making the same mistakes. We'll be speaking with Jeff later in this episode. But first, as always, here's Maria with her update for the week.
Thank you, Ramil. The impressive Trump triumph in Pennsylvania was not the only Republican success story in the Commonwealth on election night. Two key PA congressional seats also flipped to the GOP in a display of the might of the GOP in the Keystone State. Pro-abortion Democratic House members Matthew Cartwright and Susan Wild both lost their seats in the Trump tidal wave. Taking their places in Washington will be Republicans Rob Bresnahan of the 8th District and Ryan McKenzie of the 7th District. In addition, Republicans swept the all-important state row house races. The attorney general's spot has been captured by the GOP's Dave Sunday, while the GOP's Tim DeVore and Stacey Garrity retained their positions as auditor general and treasurer, respectively. The victory should put to rest the myth that Republicans cannot win statewide in Pennsylvania, long known as a swing state or purple state in color-coded parlance. Meanwhile, CBS's 60 Minutes did a segment Sunday about the state of affairs that led Pennsylvania to go red in 2024. The media's shock seems incredulous to observers on the ground in the Commonwealth, who could see the lack of enthusiasm for the Harris-Waltz ticket and the groundswell of support for Trump Vance all along the campaign trail. Also worthy of note is the ousting of longtime Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey. The Associated Press has projected Republican Dave McCormick as the winner of the Senate race. Casey, however, has yet to concede. In other PA political news, the state Senate remains under Republican control, while the state House of Representatives has a one-vote Democratic majority. The divided chamber means that it is unlikely pro-abortion bills will become law in Pennsylvania for the next 2 years.
And thank you for that update, Maria. I feel like the victory lap is still continuing, but we've got work to do.
Definitely.
So, thanks for that. Now, on to our guest. Jeff Bradford serves as president of Human Coalition, a collective of individuals serving in abortion-determined communities through six lab-driven outreach divisions. His own personal experience with abortion led him to dedicate his life to saving babies and reaching out to pregnant women by initially volunteering at Human Coalition. He eventually left his business world to work with Human Coalition full-time in 2012. Since then, he's helped grow it into one of the nation's largest pro-life organizations. Jeff graduated from the University of Texas and holds a BS in finance. He and his wife, Tricia, have four children. Now, let's get this conversation started. Jeff, welcome to Positively Pro-Life.
No, it's my honor. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, I'm so glad that you could join us today. And I thank you for the copy of your book. I read the whole thing. It was very hard to put down because of how simple and easy it was to read, but at the same time, raw and honest. Could you share a little bit about your story so our listeners can also get on the same page with us?
Sure, love to. And as you mentioned, been married 32 years, and we have four children by God's grace. And in 2010 is really where God began to really intervene in our life. You know, I had sold my company at that time. 10 years earlier, my wife and I had helped start, build, and grow a church. She was an ordained worship leader. I was the lay pastor, and we served in the church. And really, our kids grew up in the nursery as a small church. We did everything. We had many hats. And so when I wasn't working, I was in the church. And when it split in 2010, which is a long story I won't go into, but it ended up splitting, and the recession had played some havoc on a small church. And when that happened, my wife and I found ourselves in Christian counseling. We had felt like we had lost our church, but we had also given so much of our time and resources away to the church, to working in my business, that we had felt like we had neglected our marriage. And so we thought we needed a tune-up. And so we went to Christian counseling, and it was just a really difficult time in our marriage. A tsunami of things hit us financially, and losing the church and selling my business. So we went into Christian counseling, and that first day we closed the door, and I'll never forget, Tricia began to cry, like I had, you know, I had never seen her before. And as we got underneath those tears and pain, we realized that was from a decision now 32 years ago. At that time, we were engaged to be married, and we got pregnant. And we had never talked about it until that week in counseling. And so we began to really get underneath that decision and realize the devastation that it had really caused us, the bitter roots that my wife had felt, that I didn't choose her. I didn't choose our daughter. And so that was really the first time that we dealt with it. That same week, two of the other now co-founders of Human Coalition handed me their Human Coalition card and said, "We save babies from abortion using the internet." And I thought, oh, Lord, what are you doing? So for me, that was the first time as a Christian father and husband that I began to see the devastation of abortion. And I loved what these guys were doing. They were business guys combining science and data and technology. And I began to get involved there and was on the board. It was just three people. It was just an all-volunteer startup. And that was the beginning of my pro-life journey.
That is amazing. Now, what would you say are the long-reaching consequences of the abortion decision?
Well, I often will say, and for folks on the call, one, I will say there's two consequences and two truths that you can never take back about abortion. The first is once you've taken a life, you can never get it back. It is something that we honestly thought, driving down to the Planned Parenthood in Dallas, we were planning our wedding. We said, we'll take care of this. We'll get it over with and we'll never think about it again. And that was the furthest thing from the truth. There's not been a day that we haven't regretted that decision, and you can never take it back. The other truth is that there's no sin greater than the cross of Christ. And for those that have experienced abortion and those that may be listening today, I want you to understand that God forgives us. But it doesn't mean that there's not pain and regret. And yet, one of the reasons we wrote this book is to help people that have had abortions and those that don't quite understand the pain and devastation that comes along with that. The media will tell you it's nothing. It's easier than caring for a child and being pregnant, that you can just take an abortion pill. It's easier than Tylenol. And they don't understand the long-term devastation. And there's lots of studies around really what the harm it causes women. But I'm here to tell you, men, I think, especially men that realize that they've taken the life of their child, it's very painful.
And what I find intriguing when I read your book is that, I mean, it's both of you tell the story, you and your wife, Tricia. You tell the story and the different perspectives and different ways you're coming into this. And something that Tricia mentions is that when you were at the abortion clinic and they asked the reason and like, what do you think abortion is? The answer was, it is a form of birth control. And now that is something that, as I read along, further along, Trisha talks about how she had a moment of realization that this was more than just birth control, and it was several years and several years after the abortion. So, I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about this disconnect between the idea of abortion as a form of reproductive control and the reality of what it is, even when done in ignorance.
Many, if you look at really what even Planned Parenthood is all about, it's about contraception. It's that women can be as sexually free as men, and the last form of birth control is abortion. And so, when we were contemplating abortion, we were, I remember, at some point talking about the laws and that it was legal. And so it must be okay that you justify abortion. And so that certainly crossed our minds, and it was certainly a factor. I think many people today know that if they get pregnant, they can always have an abortion.
Yeah, that is the sad reality. And how common is it that among the women who come to pregnancy resource centers that they lack the knowledge that they should have about pregnancies and about abortion?
There's a tremendous amount of ignorance and lack of education, both on the pro-abortion side and the pro-life side. There's many pro-lifers that stand for life but are uneducated about the even the understanding that it's 6 weeks. Babies have heartbeats. And most people don't realize that. I was just talking to my daughter who had a friend and that was contemplating abortion, and the father of the baby said, well, it's just two, it's like two salt shakers. It's not human. It doesn't have, value. And they fully don't understand that this is a human being, and especially that It's made in the image of God, and that all life is worth, is valuable. And so that's a tremendous issue. I think there's just lack of education. And what we see is when people are educated, they change their minds, that they begin to understand the value of life, and that it, most people wouldn't kill a puppy, much less a human being that has a heartbeat. And so I think there's a lot of education. Unfortunately, the media and the pro-abortion captures the media, and we're not always able to get that message out to people who are pro-choice.
And what's really interesting about the Human Coalition is that you cater to women who are abortion determined. Those are the communities that you work with. So can you tell us a little bit more about Human Coalition's approach to reaching out to these women?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned, we were a group of business guys that came in utilizing science and data and technology. And really the original business plan of Human Coalition was to be a lead generator. We noticed back in 2009, as the internet was beginning to come out, that less than 2% of the women who were actively seeking an abortion had already made up their mind and looking to transactionally to procure an abortion or pricing. The internet became a divine opportunity to reach them because they were online Googling that. And at that point, less than 2% of the women who were in that situation planning to abort came in contact with pregnancy centers across the country. And so we set out to change that, to say, hey, we know we can use this internet thing to reach women and get them into pregnancy centers across the country. And so those are the, you know, a little over a million women a year who are heading to Planned Parenthood. And we use science and technology and the internet to reach them specifically at that time that they have made that decision. And so there's a lot of great work that goes into that before that, and some women who are planning to carry but vulnerable to abortion. But we choose to work the most opportune time is when they're actually scheduling that abortion. It's almost like sidewalk counselors in that last moment to say, hey, we've got one more chance to capture them before they have that abortion. And many times they're within 24 to 48 hours of procuring that abortion and taking the life of the child. Now, today, obviously, 63%, and I think it's probably much higher than that, of all abortions are chemical abortions, where women are online ordering the abortion pill and bringing it right into their home. So we don't have hours or days or weeks to connect with that woman. We have moments. And so in 2018, we pioneered telehealth in the pro-life movement, where we're online immediately, where we can market to that, reach that woman online and get her to call us and connect her immediately to a registered nurse under medical licensed doctor care, so we can talk to them before they order the pill. And then we're able to work with pregnancy centers to get them into a local brick and mortar clinic. And it's a beautiful way of really uniting and bringing together the pro-life movement to make 1 + 1 = 3 or 4.
As a man, what is your role in helping women choose life?
Well, I can tell you this. This is one thing that I know for sure. My wife would have never chosen to abort our daughter had I not, had I supported her, had I said, hey, I'm with you, we can show up to the wedding pregnant. And she would have never made that decision. And so when a man supports a woman and says, I'm going to stand with you, and this is our child, we can do this. I don't remember the exact statistic, but it's 80%+ of the time that woman's going to choose life. And so I think men have a tremendous amount of responsibility and also influence on the life of that child. And so part of the other reason we wrote this book is so that men understand the consequences and the devastation of not supporting The woman who's pregnant, whether that's their wife or their girlfriend, that we have to stand in the gap for these moms and be a part of the solution.
And you write about it very beautifully in the book, and you talk about how sharing that story authentically yielded results, right? In how you could reach other women. So can you tell us why authenticity matters in the pro-life work?
Well, I think it matters a ton. I will tell you, for those first 17 years, and even coming into this work at Human Coalition, I was so ashamed of my decision that I hadn't told anyone. And it really wasn't until we began the work of Human Coalition and one of my colleagues said, "Hey, you've got to share your story." And I said, "No, I do not want to share my story." And he said, "Well, at least in the men's groups, why don't you share that story?" And I began to share with small groups of men, and so many of them came up to me and said, "I've never told anyone about that story." And they began to say, you know, they had compartmentalized that. And so I began to see healing and freedom from men. And then my wife and I started sharing that story. And I think it, you know, when there's tremendous amount of power in our testimonies. There's one thing that the pro-abortion factions can't take away from us, and that's our stories. Our story is raw, and it's one of the reasons we wanted to write it in a very transparent, raw way for people to understand this is true, that abortion harms, that it wrecks lives and marriage, and it's something that we can never get back. And I hope that that truth and that transparency changes hearts and minds.
Tell us about where Human Coalition's current mission is.
Our mission is to make abortion unthinkable and unnecessary. And so unthinkable in the way that we think of human slavery, that America will someday realize this is a human being in the womb that deserves protection. Now, we also say unnecessary, which may for some folks go, "What do you mean? We don't think it's necessary." Well, we don't think it's thinkable either, but it's not about us. It's about the woman seeking abortion. How do we help make it unnecessary for her? Because she believes, and the culture's told her, that abortion is necessary for you to flourish as a woman, as a mom. And so we want to help her with housing, education, employment, childcare services, those mountains that are in front of her at that moment to say, "Hey, there's somebody that's going to stand in the gap, and you can flourish. You can be a mom, and you have an organization and people who love you and are going to stand in the gap to walk alongside you." Ultimately, we want to bridge them to a faith community that they can continue to have people come around them and help them flourish as a mom and a family.
And speaking of standing in the gaps, I heard a very interesting story about the logo of Human Coalition. Can you share that story with our listeners?
I'm sorry, the what of
The
Human
logo
Coalition? Oh,
of
the
Human
logo. Yes,
Coalition.
ma'am. Well, it is the thumbprint. It's slightly modified to protect little baby Addison. And Addison was the third baby saved. We have now saved over 30,000 children and impacted hundreds of thousands of moms. But that was the third baby saved, and I got to meet her in our South Hills clinic in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And so they live in Pennsylvania, and she was a beautiful little girl, and she's now probably 12, 13 years old.
That's just incredible. And if people want to learn more about your book, where can they find it? And what message would you like them to take away from your book?
They can find it two places, humancoalition.org or beautyfromashesbook.com are the two websites that you can look. It's on Amazon. We actually reached a bestseller during the launch of that. I hope people take away that God uses what was meant for evil to his good and glory, that he will take the worst parts of us. If we will give that to him and we will use our testimonies, that God can do amazing things. And out of this tragedy and amazing hurt and pain and even just really fighting for our marriage, because when you started out with abortion, it's hard. And there have been days that we weren't going to make it. But the Lord has shown up in our lives. He's shown a human coalition. And because of that, we have a thriving marriage, and we have over 30,000 babies and moms that have been rescued and cared for. And there's nothing better than seeing a baby being held in their mother's arms that would have been moments away from being slaughtered in the womb to having life and having the opportunity to have that abundantly. So it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
And we've got just about a minute and a half left. If there is a woman who is listening right now who is facing a challenging pregnancy, what would you say to her?
I would say what I had hoped, someone like Human Coalition and pregnancy centers across the country would have said to us, that you can do this. This is a moment of your life, and that this child's life is worth it. You are worth it, that you are valuable, that you are seen, and that there are people that want to help you through this time, that want to come alongside you and stand in the gap with you and walk through this with you, so you're not alone. You will never regret choosing life, but you might regret choosing death of your child for the rest of your life. But God will show up for you, and so we will be praying for you and hope that you choose life.
Wise words from Jeff Bradford, the president of Human Coalition. Thank you for joining us on Positively Pro-Life today.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Positively Pro-Life is made possible through the generous support of the members of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation all across the Commonwealth. The Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation is the largest single-issue pro-life organization in the Keystone State, with nearly 40 local county-based chapters. We shine a spotlight on the most vulnerable individuals from the very dawn of life and the twilight of life. Thank you for joining us for the program today. And remember, there's always a reason to choose life.